Hello, and welcome to The Inner Gamer, episode 41. We are your weekly dose of video game news, reviews, opinions, and discussions. My name is Brett Yanosky.
I'm Austin Morales.
And I'm Devin Dury.
And this week, we're going to talk about the new released details of Batman, the Telltale game, South by Southwest Gaming Expo, some Call of Duty stuff, and Dear God. So, without further ado, cue the music.
Welcome to The Inner Gamer.
Austin, how was your weekend?
It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Walked around Austin for almost more than 4 days.
Austin's gross. Hope there was something fun to do.
Wait, you walked around yourself?
Yeah, I did. I walked around myself. You'd be surprised.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
Did you have a leash on? Just some old guy with a leash on his own neck walking around? I'm walking myself. Of course, that's not a stretch for Austin.
Yeah, I know.
No.
It's not a stretch. That guy's walking himself. He's fine.
He's good. Just leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Yep. No, so I was in Austin, Texas this weekend. Went to South by Southwest Gaming Expo, and I had a lot of fun. Surprisingly, there was more kids than I expected.
How many nerds were there? Just wall-to-wall nerds?
Well, only in the convention center, yes. Everywhere else was people from all walks of life.
Well, it's so funny for that, because you have the gaming expo, which is a bunch of nerds, and then you have the music, which is a bunch of people that are like
musician
nerds, but they are going to be like they're going to be probably dirty, or
they're going to be out there.
They're dirty.
They're going to be the kind of people who talk about music like, his music transcends most other audio received media. What did you just say to me?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Slowly starts slurring his words.
It transcends the higher human conscious. He writes with a soul, not a pen.
Yeah. Sounds about
right.
Had
some funky lyrics, and he plays a banjo, so that was fun.
You go from that to...
So he's a demon.
I just almost tripped because there was a wall in front of me with a headset on, but then I realized the wall wasn't there.
With the wall with the headset?
Just that thousand-yard stare is what sold it. Just a person.
But the wall wasn't there.
All right, buddy. Well, you have fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a hot dog.
Virtual reality.
These hypotheticals are probably things that actually happened at South by.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all. Plus, it's in Austin.
So anyway, Gaming Expo, give us a lowdown.
Yeah, give us a lowdown of the...
Well, let me tell you about this one dude I saw while driving. Me and Lizette were going to park our car somewhere, I think. And this black dude kind of just ran in the street, and he was just throwing punches at nothing.
What?
Yeah, he looked like a homeless guy, but he was throwing punches in the air like...
It's called bath salts, Austin.
Forceful.
It's called bath salts.
And then we came back later on that day, and the cops were there sitting down with him like, sir...
You got to quit assaulting the air, sir.
Maybe he just played VR and he was confused.
Yeah,
this isn't real life.
He couldn't disconnect. He's still in the Matrix.
He's still in the Matrix.
I'm still jacked in.
That's crazy.
Well, speaking of VR, I got to try VR. Three VR games.
Yes.
First one was Pitch Hit, and it was used on the Vive.
Should we save that for the VR talk, or do you want to do that now?
I just want to briefly kind of go over them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Just touch on it.
But let me tell you about my...
Just a touch.
This one, because this was the first experience with VR.
Pitch it.
It was amazing. So they're like, okay, put this goggles on. So I put the goggles on. They put the headphones on.
And the goggles.
The little goggle type.
The headset?
Headset, yeah.
The VR headset.
I consider this... The user interface?
I consider my headphones my headset.
True.
And not really... Yeah. It's more of like goggle headset? I don't know. I don't know what the technical term is. Anyway, I put it on. I'm in this white room, just like you said, the Assassin's Creed room. And they have lines that create dimension, this box that they have created from like setting up the area, which is cool because I saw them set it up. They readjusted the like little sensors that hang in the air, and they took the little wand clicker and like drew a square with it, and it was awesome. I was like, okay, that's cool. Like, you get to create it yourself and decide like what's the best space, not them like... I didn't know how they were going to, figure it out. Like, this is the area. I thought it was, you get this space or this space, and hopefully it fits in it. You know what I mean? Like, what is it, from like 5 feet to 15 feet or something like that?
I think so.
It was like any kind of like predetermined spaces, pre-generated
yeah, stuff. I thought that's how it was going to be.
So if you have a room like this room, you could take half of your living room and that's a space.
Yep.
With a wall. So like you don't want to actually go up to a wall, but you can, define it yourself.
Yeah. So interesting. That's nice. With that created box, you get to see that in virtual reality. So like even when I was in the game, I got to see that.
Isn't it like a... like a semi, like what do they do to represent that barrier?
Oh, they have those lines that creates dimension. So you see the box like the whole time.
So like you look, you basically are trapped inside of a box playing a game.
Yeah, but I mean, it expands.
So basically you're trapped. You are pulled into the Matrix and you're playing. This is what you're doing. This is your life now.
I can't go without.
It's like being sucked into Tron. Eat your digital carrots and then like
it's
it.
A digital prison.
Super Hot would be a great VR game then.
Oh, because I think
that's
it would
what
be.
It's
oh,
like.
Man, yeah.
There's a moment where you're like literally trapped inside a box.
Well, I never got to play it, but when you talked about it, I went and watched a trailer for it. Or at least like just some people.
They actually had it there too.
Did they?
Yeah.
In VR?
Yeah. Oh, no, not in VR. But someone's playing it and it was like the weirdest thing because it was right by the pollen booth.
Dude, it looks like, cool. Super. That's good. I'd play the hell
super.
Out of that.
Yeah, I know.
Hot.
I
was super like, hot. Can you shut up?
Super.
I'm trying to play a VR game.
That's how you, like, whenever you finish a level, it just pops up with that over and over again until you click next. So if you don't click next,
that's
probably
what it was.
It goes through the process, yeah.
Anyway, so I put this on. I was playing this T-ball game, and I had fun with it. Like, I was bending down and doing all sorts of different things with it.
You were
it
playing T-ball?
It was T-ball. They had a T.
The last thing I want to do is relive my childhood of trying to play fucking T-ball.
I'm surprised
but,
they didn't have somebody throwing a ball at you.
But it's just going to be me swinging a bat.
You could do
I'll
that,
swing
actually.
It harder, Dad. Game,
but they don't have that.
I'll earn your approval.
So they had the T-ball where they have a whole bunch of stuff set up, and you could just... You can hit the ball at all the stuff that's breakable. So I'm just blowing up stuff left and right. And
that sounds kind of fun.
They have a big gong. So you're just like, yeah.
A big gong.
So
cool.
It was visceral.
It was visceral.
It was an awesome experience. It felt like I was there actually doing stuff.
So it immersed you. You really felt embedded into the setting.
Given it wasn't like 4K graphics or anything, but still like for what it was.
It didn't feel gimmicky.
No, it didn't at all. I mean, I completely believe that was in this really...
Because that's my fear, and I'll be honest. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about this when we actually get into it, but I worry about it being a gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like you think, like most people view the Kinect for Xbox or the camera for PS4, it's a gimmick.
Yeah.
Feels like it anyways.
Yeah.
And it can be, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
We'll talk
about that.
Anyway, so the rest of the expo hall, they had an arcade room. You can go in and play all these old arcade games, which is pretty cool.
Oh, I love arcades. I miss arcades.
Me too.
I went there once to film because it was just swarmed with little kids. And I was like,
gotta play these little kids.
That actually makes me feel a lot better that there's little kids in there.
Right?
Damn right.
Happy for them, but sad for me. I was like, I'm just not going in here.
Look, I will straight up thunder kick a kid off Metal Slug if he doesn't get off Metal Slug. That's my jam.
They had Sub-Zero and Scorpion in there, so I don't know if you wanted to do that.
We'll do it. We'll fatality.
They're patrolling. And then, so you walk right in.
What a security system. Dude, don't fuck up anything in there. Sub-Zero just tore a guy's frozen head off.
That'd be awesome. Anyway, probably not. So you walk into the main expo hall, which is our exhibit hall, and they have the Twitch booth right there in front of everything.
Naturally.
Just like the one from PAX South. So you get past that, and they have all these other people that I've never heard of. You know, more Twitch people that are famous, quote-unquote famous by...
Twitch famous.
Yeah.
I know no Twitch people, so...
There's a lot of them, apparently.
Yeah.
So...
You know Austin. He's now a Twitcher.
I'm not famous, though.
Doesn't matter.
I think most
what do you have, like, 20 followers, 50 followers, 100 followers? 7,000 followers? I have a friend from high school who I'm not exactly really fond of, but he's a Twitch person, and he has... People watch him play League of Legends, and apparently he has, like, 3,000 followers. And I'm like, this guy... was a douche in high school. How does he have that many people? How do people not? I don't know. Whatever.
It's a whole other world. Anyway, and I don't understand it.
Fuck him. What do I care?
So other than that, they had other, besides the VR experience, they had Alienware's truck was there where you could go of and course. Play all these games on their new, like, you know, Alienware little mini, I don't know, Steam Box type stuff. And it was cool. And then they had Geico Gaming, which had a huge, like, a Hearthstone tournament going on, and They had their own little, like, two little walls lined with other games, like Tomb Raider and stuff like that. And people give away stuff, and there's card games, and Settlers of Catan was there, Full Force.
Nice.
There's some other card games, board games I didn't look at too much.
So on
seriously,
the expo,
dude?
I was busy.
Whatever. Lame excuse.
That's like all he wanted to hear about. Was
lame excuse. Those.
I would
no, it was busy. Hmm.
So were there any, because I feel like PAX was a lot like that too, where the Expo Hall 4 had the Alienware thing, you had the Intel booth, you had the Twitch booth, like they're all there and they're just playing.
Logitech,
they just
have there.
Games out there that are just new games, but aren't like games that we haven't already seen or played or whatever.
Yeah. This isn't the place where you're going to go see new games.
Well, I feel like that's just, you know, if you miss PAX, you can check out South by Southwest Gaming. Like, I feel like it's just another chance for these developers or these new hardware people to get out and market their stuff, which to me is fine because, for instance, I missed PAX, but it would have been cool to have been like, oh, I missed PAX, but hey, I can go check out SXXW. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, there are a few people there from PAX that came to this, so it's like, hey, it's like, so I didn't know you guys were there. That's cool.
So there were some indie developers there that were showing off their game, like the one that you met, the Flag Kingdom people and all that. And then there was one thing I wanted to hear about. As I understand it, I saw on Instagram that you got to see something from Telltale Games.
I did. Wow.
What'd you see from? I'm now suddenly very invested. What'd you see from Telltale?
They released the first details for Batman.
I'm rendered speechless.
It was pretty awesome. It was actually
Telltale's going to do a Batman game.
They are. Oh, did you not hear about that yet?
No.
Oh yeah, dude, they're bringing it full force. 5 episodes. Oh, I got my whole notes here. And
I now have a rock hard nerd boner for this.
they announced it at was it the PlayStation Experience? Or no. It was what was that gaming thing that happened a while back? It was I think it was PlayStation. It was PlayStation.
Yeah,
it's a PlayStation Experience. PSX, they announced that it was coming, but they didn't say anything else other than Batman's going to be the next Telltale game.
That's fantastic.
So now you have...
I'm really curious how that's going to go down because the Batman experience thus far has now, ever since Rocksteady took over it, like, it's going to be... It's obviously very combat heavy and it's a unique exploration kind of game. What's this going to be like with this whole...
Do they show gameplay?
Telltale.
No, all they showed was a picture of the script that they were working on and then like the logo of the Batman thing. That's what
You know, I would have been fine with that too. My fandom.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was.
My little nerdy fandom heart would have just eaten that. Look at the script. Look at it.
It was more than enough to be just satisfied. Just to hear like what it's going to be like. Okay, let me just dive in.
Okay, go.
So it's going to be more or less a mesh of different styles put into one game. So like
styles, as in like styles of Batman, or styles of
styles of
art?
Storytelling and art. Mm. They were saying they're kind of getting their art style from like people like Jim Lee, Greg Capullo, and some others that I don't know, but I have heard of some. I'm like, dude, that's gonna be awesome.
Nice.
It's gonna be rated M. Yes,
that's gonna be dark.
Rated M. Same parameters as The Walking Dead and Wolf Among Us game.
All I want to know now is, like, did they give any list of villains?
They didn't. They didn't.
Yeah, this con was useless. This whole trip was useless then.
I know. They said they're still trying to work on how they're going to get that to actually... How to make it their own villains, because everyone knows the villains already. So it's, like, hard to be like, oh, look, surprise,
well,
it's this guy.
Well, see, and that's... You know, for someone like doing Telltale, you know, they're great about giving the story of the lesser known medias that they do. Like, they gave a lot with Borderlands. They gave a lot with the Fable series. They gave a lot with The Walking Dead. They gave a lot more of those subtle stories that people aren't used to seeing. So if they do this Batman game with, like, I want to see some villains that they haven't ever really touched on.
That'd be awesome.
I'd love to see some more Batman villains that... people don't really see.
Yeah.
Like or know about.
Like, don't give me the Joker. Don't give me Two-Face.
As much as I love the Joker, and he's one of my absolute favorite villains of all time, like, I don't want Telltale to do that one.
No,
that one's already done.
Yeah.
We have been entertained by that one.
Yeah.
I want to see...
plenty.
I want to see something else.
Yeah.
So they're going to focus on primarily Bruce Wayne and Batman, not Nightwing or Robin. So,
Bruce Wayne's Batman.
Yeah. Nice. So we don't know. They didn't say if there was going to be Robin or not, but it's focusing on Batman primarily. Cool. So
nice.
That's cool. There's going to be new tech in the game. So they're redefining some stuff, and they're going to they said it's not photorealistic upgraded graphics, but there will be upgraded graphics.
I've mentioned before, I don't give a shit
about it. Well, I mean, are they going to follow the comic book art style thing still, or are they going to be are they stripping that away, or do they say?
That was a little vague for me.
Okay.
I couldn't make sense of what they're doing. They said upgraded graphics, which could be more clear, pristine, sharp graphics with the, you know, comic book look, which I don't know why they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But I'm still curious to see. Well, they said not photorealistic, so I assume it's going to be more comic-y than anything.
Okay.
And
I'd be cool with a comic book style.
Quote, unquote, evolved technologically and mechanics, but still a Telltale game.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
So I wonder if they're going to kind of get out of that point-and-click style adventure.
Yeah. They're going to add a jump. That's about it. I mean,
it's point-click and jump. Cutting edge, Telltale. Cutting edge.
Wait. Can I jump and click at the same time?
No, that's next year. That's next year. No, we haven't gotten that far yet.
Because I want to jump, and then I want to click to grab.
Some developer at Telltale hears this and goes, I don't know how to even do this. We need to hire him now.
So it's everyone's watching reading and watching all the media for Batman.
Yeah.
To be as close, I guess heartfelt. Might not be the best word for...
To be as true to the source material?
Yeah, but making it their own as well. Yeah. So
making it unique.
Yeah. So it's not just like, oh, okay, I've seen this before. Oh,
man,
so
I'm already sold. So Telltale's in it. They can spin it, make it whatever they want. I'm sold.
So they've brought out... So they haven't even finished the script yet. It's like early progress.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I don't...
So this game could be
Telltale's one of those developers who makes the story first, then the game to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So is this going to be like a next year thing? Or even further than that? Do they know? They have announced it, I'm sure, but...
I came in a little late for this, so they might have announced it early on, sound but I don't remember.
It's like, might be... They don't have a script yet. I think it's
coming this year, because
if your script isn't even finished, I can't imagine it being until the end of the year.
I really don't know what draft they're on either, so that could be... Could be closer to being done or midway. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they did say the Marvel Telltale is coming next year, so.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Marvel Telltale.
They're going to do a Marvel. God.
Yeah, they announced Marvel before Batman.
That company's on fire, man.
Actually, they said that. This is my quote, so this might not be per word, but they said IPs want to bring their story to the interactive platform, and it all collides with many different companies. That's why they're getting all these Marvel's, DC.
Yeah, they're getting these big names to come and make some story stuff for them, which is fantastic.
I'm
wonderful.
Excited.
Yeah, I'm sold. Do they just want my credit card now? I can give it to them.
And controls will be changed in some way, so we don't know.
Okay,
don't know what that means. And the endings will be more diverse, but quantity doesn't equal quality. So
yeah.
Someone asked, are there going to be more endings, And they're like, they want to do quality over quantity, so whatever that means, whatever that pans out to be for them, that's what it's going to be.
Basically, we're not going to do it just because people want it. We're going to do it if it makes sense for the story.
Exactly.
I can understand endings. An influenced ending, but not necessarily alternate endings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because you pick different things that lead you in different paths, but sometimes they all end at one destination.
Huh.
It's not the destination; it's the journey.
That's what they said. That's what they said.
God, I cool. love that company.
That's like fantastic. enjoy the journey, but share the destination.
Now, you also met two people from Telltale.
Yes, let me.
You met them?
Oh yeah.
Did you kiss their feet?
I didn't, but
you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. Then,
let me pull this up. Here it is.
Doing it wrong. Everybody.
So I got to meet Kevin Brunner, the CEO, and then Nick Herman, the creative director of Telltale Games.
Oh, the creative director.
Yes.
Ooh, nice.
I got to meet the producer or the project producer.
Should have asked him to come on instead of having my dumb ass. Right?
So
did you tell them about our podcast?
I would have gladly just given up my seat and sat on your couch looking at them longingly.
don't mind him.
Who's the guy on the couch? Just keep going. Keep talking.
So they're both really, really cool. And I talked to them about video games and the story, and they're just like, yeah. Some people just don't focus on it. Some people do.
Yeah.
And they're surprised as I am that, you know, people with like tons of money has a crappy story, but, you know, kind of like Telltale, but not at this point in time. You know, back then they were making this really awesome story. So,
well, that's what I was talking about on a previous podcast, but it's so interesting to me because this game more or less is you're kind of, there's very little interaction in this versus a game such as like Fallout where it's 90%. There's much gameplay, like a Telltale game.
A Telltale game is
very limited in like actual like gameplay. You're not moving a character around. Yeah. You're not fighting in combat.
You're not doing like combat combos. Yeah. You're not having to do the survival horror thing of hoarding supplies. It's a storytelling experience.
Yeah. So it gives them a lot more time to dedicate to making a really solid story, I think, than other developers such as The Division.
I've always kind of thought that, you know, with Telltale, it's basically a choose your own adventure book, but it's a lot more interactive.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have different endings. Like, you choose, the paths that intertwine with each other. Like, at least see some sort of like outcome from one thing to the next, you know, even if the ending is the same, at least you see like little small endings to like the B story end differently.
Yeah. But, I could see that.
But that gets complicated. That's a lot of writing.
You would put a writer in some serious stress right there.
We need 10 endings for this. Wait, what?
Why?
But it needs to be all cohesive towards this.
Yeah, it all needs to be, each one needs to be completely fleshed out, no plot holes or anything. Okay, you got it. Tick, 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 tick.
And by the way, you have 2 weeks.
What, do you fucking work at EA? Jesus.
Cool. So you saw Telltale. You got to see some VR. You got to see some indie games. Any other like standouts?
Got to see Weird Hobo Joe punch the air.
Yeah, I did. Well, I got to meet Greg Miller actually.
Yeah, that was cool.
From PSX, I Love You XOXO podcast. He is very humble and really awesome.
Yeah.
So I shook his hand. We talked about podcasting and how he got started and just like some advice. You know, he gave.
What's his name?
Greg Miller.
Yeah. Hi, Greg. Thanks.
Yeah. He works for...
If you're listening.
He used to work for IGN, is that right? And now they have their own podcast, him and his buddy.
Kindoffunny.com.
Kindoffunny.com. They check him out. Website and stuff, yeah.
And he won a Best Video Game Personality at South by Southwest.
I can see that.
Awards, yeah.
What a cool experience.
So he just said, you know, if you want to be better at podcasting, you just got to keep doing, got to keep talking to people. Like, don't stop.
Nice.
He said he started out as an introvert, and, you know, he's now... I guess more or less an extrovert, technically.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. I didn't catch that reference.
Yeah.
Wait, seriously, guys? You don't know Can't Stop Addicted to the Shindig?
Keep going.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
No, I'm
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's called Can't Stop. It's like...
Well, you sing it so melodically, but it's... Yeah. You know, with Can't Stop Addicted to the Shindig. You got to sing it like them, not just...
Just words.
Yeah.
No, you just gotta know it.
Just gotta know it.
If you don't know it, something
if you don't know it, you're a fucking dick.
You're not a fan.
You're not a fan. Ass.
Cool. So you met them. You met Naomi Kyle, which is awesome.
I did. She was really awesome too. They came in after everyone came outside of the auditorium, and she did. I guess she was doing a live stream on to Twitch from.
She's an IGN
from that panel
person, like personality.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's like her. I'm familiar with.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, she's over there sitting by herself. I was like, I don't know. She's thinking it'd be weird if I go up. So I just like went. It's like
sounds right. like prom asking someone to dance.
Yeah,
she letting say hi to me.
But yeah, she was very humble too, and very cool and chill to talk to. Like I was like, man, we should like get.
That's something that's very encouraging, at least for the video game community.
Oh yeah,
to be able to find these big personalities who are very. Influential in their own way, and then when you get to meet them, still realize that you know they're still
people too.
They're people too who are, you know, we're all in this together. We're all looking to play fun games and have a cool experience. So that's You know, that's a cool thing to hear about him.
Because I saw she went to this. They had the Microsoft Paint, which is another VR thing where you can paint in VR and like walk around your painting and like make a 3D.
I saw her Instagram about that.
Yeah, so I was like, where did you go? I want to go do this. And she was like, oh yeah, you go down here and go down there. And I was like, you are so awesome and very helpful. Like,
did you do that?
Oh, actually, we didn't make it out to that.
Oh man,
it was at the McDonald's loft. And it was last night, and we were trying to get. We got online.
McDonald's loft.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah,
McDonald's. They have a loft. They're sponsoring.
What are you like lounging on a couch and eating McNuggets?
Yeah, it's like a lounge,
Ronald McDonald
bar type thing.
That's just creepy. If that clown's in there, I'm throwing my shake at him.
I never saw him in there because I never got to go in. They were badge holders, wristbanders, and then general public.
Okay.
And then it started raining and hailing and lightning, so we had to like leave. When we came back, like, yeah, it was just no point getting in there.
Dang.
But, yeah, everyone was really awesome. Like, I don't think I've yet to meet, if any, hardly few, if any, like, really assholes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Personalities.
Or uptight or
yeah,
nose like, upturned oh, people.
I'm just too cool for yeah. you.
You that's peasant. Good. Someone's pompous asshole that you meet.
yeah. I'm sure they're out there.
I was really disappointed. Well, like, cause, like, hearing that's
encouraging. I met one.
Did you?
Dustin LeGarry.
Wait, who's that? Dustin
LeGarry. We met him at PAX. He's at IGN too.
Wait.
Dustin LeGarry. Yeah, I remember the name from...
He's on the Fire Team chat for their...
yeah, Dustin LeGarry. He does a lot of IGN videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does some Let's Plays that I've watched of his. He did like some of the... those horror games. Amnesia. Dark Descent. Yeah. He did some of the Amnesia Let's Plays that I've watched, and I thought he was really cool. Was he a dick?
He kind of was. Given it was at the end of one of these dates, and I kind of just walked up to him. All of a sudden, he said he was waiting for somebody, so I don't know if he'd been dealing with people the whole day already.
Was this when we were waiting out there in the auditorium thing?
Yeah, the little main, space, yeah.
Right before we talked to the Borderlands people?
Yeah, okay. That was the one. So, I don't know. I was trying to read him. I didn't know if he was giving me attitude, or he was just done with people for the day. I don't know how often IGN people get like, you know, ambushed.
Approached.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it could have been one of those things where it's like, I've had a long day. I just don't want to talk to anyone anymore. And I get it. I definitely get that.
Yeah.
And then the day of filming and stuff, man, my feet hurt. I just want to go home and go to bed.
I work in a hotel. So by the end of the day, if I see another person talking to me and asking me questions, I'm always just like, find your own damn towel.
Yeah. Cool. Just throw it at him.
Here's your towel. Get out of Here's your keys. Go away.
Tally. Dally, come talk to this person.
Want to get high?
You guys want to get high? Dally, you're the worst. I know.
So, you got anything else from the gaming expo?
Sixth Street was ridiculously crowded.
St. Patrick's weekend, man.
During the day.
Oh, yeah.
At night, I can understand. But during the day, man, it was just... I've never seen so many people. And everyone kept stopping me about my camera. I'm like, just leave me alone.
What a cool camera, bro.
No.
Bro.
You should have been
like, let me see that camera, bro.
True story.
Bro.
I was like, I don't hear you.
Got a bro. What kind of camera is that, bro? Dude, film me chugging this. Bro, film me chugging this, bro.
What you should have done is you should have said, like, I'll let you have me talk about my camera if you listen to your gamer. Here's my business card.
Bam.
Come on, bro. Broseidon, king of the Broshen.
Broseidon.
It's a lot of bros.
Bros of Stalin.
Bros of Stalin.
I know, you got more, come on.
I could, but I won't. People will stop listening. you will lose viewers.
We've already listeners. Lost 10 just now.
So. Oh, sorry, guys. The guy wouldn't shut up about bros.
So let me dive into the Twitch people. Obviously, we're new to Twitch, as we always say. And yeah. I was able to go to the VIP Twitch party, which is really cool because a lot of things me and Lizette went to, like, they're like, do you have a band? Do you have a wristband? Where's your badge? And we're like, you can't get in here. I'm like, dang, I feel so like unspecial. And so finally, we go to this party, and they're like, wristbands. I'm like, bam, check it out. Hey, look.
Chill
like, start moving along. Like, no, yeah. Look, see? You see what I have here? This
check the wrist
means I own you.
So how did you get it?
Did you see this wrist? Do you see it though?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. I saw it. It was on me.
It was on me.
It's my wrist. So it was a VIP party. I tried to look at it on find it online. I couldn't find anything. But the only advertising was at the information Twitch booth. They had a little flyer that said, "Hey, private party at this time." And I heard the people all were talking. I was like, "Oh, how do I get in?" And they're like, "Oh, here's a wristband." I'm like, "Oh."
It was that easy.
It was that easy. They're like, "Are you 21?" I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Here you go." I was like, "Sweet."
Was it good?
Yeah, it was actually really awesome. They had pool table. They had what's that thing we have here at the apartment complex where you throw that thing on the sand?
Oh yeah, the what's that thing called? Little circle disc that's really heavy.
Throw them across.
Throw it on the sand deal, and
it's almost like a shuffleboard almost.
Yes, that's what it is. It's a shuffleboard.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Shuffleboard.
I call it sand getting everywhere in your pockets.
There you go. That's the one. And yeah, they had an open bar and they had a dance floor.
Open bar, I'm there.
It was awesome. They were giving away everything. They even had Crown Royal. And I was like, God, crap, five, please. Just give me the bottle.
Crown and down for $2 and under.
And they had a little arcade there and they had karaoke. I was like, this is sweet. So nice. Like, I met this guy, Sin Game Freak. And I was talking to him, and I was like, "Hey, man, I don't know anyone here." He's like, "Oh yeah, you should know this guy and this guy." And I'm like, "What? What,
dude? You use some Tim Ferriss skills?
Yeah, you need nice. To. Should have yeah. networked the hell out of that."
Oh, I did. And I met like so many people.
Do we have any like InterGamer business cards?
Oh yeah,
yes.
I pull.
Why were
out,
you not but... throwing those out everywhere?
Oh, I he did. Was. I ran
just
out.
Just throw them at people. I'm sorry. Now I just picture you just running around and InterGamer. Listen.
Premier podcast.
Listen to it.
That guy's punching the air with his cards.
So we need you to leave. You have literally littered the floor with InterGamer business cards.
What? Those are mine.
Those are mine. I'm sorry. No.
So that was cool. I got to meet a lot of Twitch people, and I mean, they were all nice.
That's cool.
I can't. Legendary Lee. I don't know if you guys know her.
Oh,
I don't know anybody except for the InterGamer.
Photo op.
Selfie.
Everyone listening, we're taking a picture for the podcast. So
picture.
Shut up and be patient. That's not good for me to tell the listeners to shut up, is it?
No.
Sorry, guys.
Keep talking.
We just lost five more.
There
they
My
go.
My bad.
Yeah, other than that, I had a great time. Yeah.
That's cool.
A lot of filming. We're going to put up some videos.
I've only been to Comic-Con, so hearing about all these video game conventions is like so intriguing. I really want to go to one.
Not to put a downer on it, but there's a lot of games that you've already played.
Oh.
So it's like, oh, I've played Tomb Raider, or I've played Rocket League. Where's all the new games?
Yeah.
That's the only thing. But, I mean, you get to meet a lot of cool people, and that's what I like. Like, all the Twitch
Maybe
people
that's
are really
like,
awesome.
Maybe like if going into that, if that's what you know the experience is, then that could still be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I walked around the convention in like 30 minutes, or the exhibit hall, and I was like, all right, I'm done seeing everything. But, okay, so who can I meet now?
Yeah.
So I spent most of my time at the Twitch booth and running into people I knew and just
Speaking of Rocket League.
Yeah.
I went back and played it on the PC now that I got this big, huge screen, and it is a lot easier.
On your computer?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because the reason why I think now is because when I played it last time, I didn't. It was a long time ago. But this time, I have, like, the new rig and everything, and I was, like, on the big, huge screen, and you can see everything, like, everything around you. And then it's weird because I think it's just not necessarily a controller versus keyboard thing. It's a PC versus console thing in which I think you get higher frame rates on the PC that allow you to have smoother performance. So it's not because I think if I was playing with like a mouse, like a controller, I'd still have a good experience with it. But it's weird with the controls on the mouse and keyboard because – you like move with your WASD or whatever to like go forward and whatnot, and then your jump is left click on your mouse, and your boost is left click, and your jump is right click. So you're using your mouse to like control things you have to do, and then you just have WASD. So it's kind of like I was thinking that the boost and all that stuff would be like a button on my keyboard, but it was on your mouse instead, which is kind of different. But nice. It was definitely a lot smoother.
I need to download this game.
So good. So good.
All I hear is positive stuff about it.
You like, might hate it now because everyone's like, it's going to like rape you.
Super good.
Yeah.
He's new. Get him. Dude, yeah, dude. That's my life when it comes to playing some multiplayer games. It's just me just wandering in going, all right, so how do we play Division's multiplayer? Tech, 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 tech. Oh, well, I died. That was fun. I'm glad I did it.
You're like that guy from Saving Private Ryan on the beach. He just picks up his arm and he's like,
yep, this is my life. Yeah, and I carry my own arm around now.
Oh, and my gun. Okay. And you're gone.
Yeah. All your loot. Everything you were carrying. Right. It's theirs now.
It's done. So.
It's dumb.
I also play The Witcher, finally.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I forgot we're talking about games we played.
Yeah, yeah.
Please tell me, how far did you get? How many hours?
Like an hour and a half.
Nice.
Not super far, but far enough to where I like
to get like the intro done and get yourself kind of
set up my character. I went out there, I got to explore the world, learn the combat a little bit, which I like the combat more than I thought I would.
At least it's like Dragon Age.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Like the first plot point is at 40 hours.
Oh gosh. Yeah, it was interesting. Like, I met Ciri, so I know who Ciri is now.
Yeah.
Went off in the future, rode some horses. She's not your daughter. No. Oh, yeah, I didn't think so. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Someone told me that that was.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Maybe Travis. I don't know.
And then went in the first town, did a little thing where you talk to people because you're trying to find Yennefer or whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
It was like, oh, like, I haven't seen her. No, there's this woman who was riding the horse, and she was like there, and like this like figure off in the distance. And so the guy was like, yeah, I know who she is. I know who you are too. I was like, whoa, dude.
This dude, whoa,
you know me. How do you know me? Bro. Calm down there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so far so good.
Wait, so did you get to Yennefer yet?
No.
You're not at the plot point one yet.
Exactly.
You're like right there though.
Yeah.
I am. You're about to be thrusted into the story.
Yeah. No, when I finished, I was like, because I started at like 9 o'clock at night, and no, 10 o'clock at night. And I had to go to bed because I worked the next day. So it's like, I'll get it enough in there. And then it was about 11:45. And I was like, okay, I better stop because I need to go to bed and go to work. But I like it. Visually, it's awesome. Looks great.
No, it's a beautiful game.
It looks very good. When I first got into it, I was like, this doesn't look as good as I thought. But then when I got in the actual world and explored out there, I was like, dang, this looks nice. There's a lot of detail going on.
Yeah.
I'm pretty satisfied so far.
I think the combat's a little sluggish, but that's just because I'm so critical after playing like Dark Souls
right.
and Bloodborne. I'm like, it's a little sluggish.
Yeah. This is the first one I play that's anything more than I don't ever play games that have any kind of combat beyond like hack and slash. I mean, mm-hmm. Assassin's Creed's the most complicated combat system I've
just
ever played.
Just mash square until whatever's in front of you is no longer in front of you.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a whole new world for me actually having the ability to.
Well, it's like, not map out combos and
yeah. I remember watching like a game, making of or whatever, and they're like, oh yeah, this gameplay is so dynamic and tough and stuff. And
no,
I
was it's
like,
not.
You just go in there and hack and slash. So, I mean, if you go higher levels, yeah, you need to put a little more thought into it. But I mean, you play normal, it's pretty easy. But I put a mod on there that like changed everything, and now that I think about it, it felt like Bloodborne. It was just, I was stuck in this one part where the six guys were, if I took the mod off, I would just go in there and, you know, clean up, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, you should have no problem.
You haven't played any more Bloodborne, have you? Just admit it. Just admit that you're not.
I still want to play it. I still want to play it. Every
just
time
admit
I think about
that you
it,
can't
like,
handle it. It's fine.
I need to put
just
like,
admit that to me.
I feel like I have to put it in my planner, like, I need 3 hours for Bloodborne here.
Just go ahead and look at me.
No, I'm going to play it.
Okay.
I'm going to play
it. Uh-huh. That's fine.
So,
sorry, that was me.
He doesn't believe me.
Dear God, Devin. Dear God.
Tell me
about Dear God.
Okay. Phonetically, let me just say, when I downloaded it, I did the same thing you did. I was like, Dear God. Dear God. But then it's like, Dear God. Dear God? Dear God. So phonetically, it was confusing.
Very.
This is a game, by the way.
Yeah, this is a indie game. It was one of the free downloads from the Xbox One marketplace. So, the story, it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
The story can be explained in 10 seconds. You're a hunter. You shot a baby deer. The deer god says you have to atone for your mistake, then you're reincarnated into this deer god, and you start adventuring.
Awesome.
And that is that.
And that is that. So it's a side-scrolling platformer. The controls are so confusing because they don't even really give you that much.
So it's not intuitive or?
No, not at all. Like, they give you a command, but they tell you that you can interact with NPCs, or they can interact with quote unquote friendly animals with X. But X is also how you attack people. So my first my first friendly deer I came across, I headbutted to death, and I was like, "Oh no!
Oh, how you doing?" And talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, no, 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 that's not what I
look,
do.
Another deer. Bam!
Dear God, what did I do?
Yeah, dear God, no!
Well, let me try this again. Sorry, I'm just I'm gonna do this whole body.
Gah, so you have to you have a stamina bar for your attack. You have a green bar for your hunger. You have to eat little brush stuff as you run along, and the more you run, the faster it goes down.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then you have your health, which whatever. And it's a side-scrolling platformer. A little bit of combat stuff in there. Like it's done in 8-bit style, so it's pretty. Like, they kind of mix some cool visuals
like
in there.
That.
It looks good. I'm enjoying it.
Good lighting.
Right. Good lighting. Yeah,
great water.
Stuff.
Water looks realistic, right?
Well, the water is, like, in the background, so, like, it's very reflective. So it's kind of a cool... Oh. It's actually really cool the way they did water, because it's all reflective, and you see yourself running across it. So
I gotta look this up.
Look it up, man. Visually, it's pretty. I like it. This whole 16-bit style stuff that it is, it's pretty. It's just the tutorial sucked to get me into it.
God meme.
We're gonna go straight. There's already memes.
Yeah. Dear God.
Dear God. Well, that's just a standard internet dear God meme. That has nothing to do with the game.
Yes.
That's dumb. You're dumb.
How long did you play?
I probably about 2 hours.
Okay.
I got far enough in because it progresses. It tells you like how many days have passed, and I don't know if like I'm up against a timeline or not, but. I've gotten to day 5.
So do you think there is an end game, like, other than...
I don't know.
Like, at the end, like, you do what you have to do.
This one NPC I came across...
Deer heaven or something?
I have no idea. This one NPC I come across is, like, this wise old man. He's like, I'll talk to you as soon as you bring me my glasses or his something or other, his monocle. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I started going right to adventure. I'm in like a desert now, and I'm like, where the fuck did this guy leave his monocle? He surely couldn't have left it this far out,
right?
So,
well, I like the way it looks, but apparently, as a deer god, you could control wells.
Yeah, yeah. The friendly animals you come across, like you can come across other deer. I haven't gotten to the whale yet. That's kind of cool
because you're like weird screen thing where I can't see on the sides.
But it's like. What can you do it, Brett?
Dear
God.
I've controlled, not controlled, but I've befriended another deer. I've befriended a porcupine. It's weird. Dude, it's weird. And don't get me wrong, it's out there. But
what about a honey badger?
I've come across no honey badgers, but I'm assuming they don't give a shit.
Yeah, probably not.
They don't give a shit to be in the game. There's
honey badger don't give a shit.
Wait, so you hit... You hit X to like attack, but you hold X to talk or something.
Yeah, I've realized that you now have to like stand by the friendly animal, hold X, and like this little bar comes up where it's like a heart and it fills up, and once it fills up, it's like they befriend you, and certain animals you befriend give you certain abilities, like the deer you befriend, your other deer is basically your extra life. That's your extra man. So if you die, you can just respawn real quick and keep going.
If only
that's
life cool. like that, where you just have to hold X and you become a friend with somebody. Like
that. Wouldn't that be so much easier
be
in life?
So great.
I need to get bonus points with my boss. Just stand in front of him holding X. Devin, you get a raise.
Yay.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. Quick time event raise. Love it.
Then a homeless man comes up to you on the street, becomes your friend. You're like, you get all of my raise.
Hold X to give canned food.
Dang it.
Here's corn. Here is sandwich, old hobo Joe punching the air.
Hobo Joe.
He's going to get all excited and start punching the air again.
We have a hobo by my station. We call him Barbecue Bob. I don't know
Seriously?
Why. Yes. I don't know why.
Because he likes barbecue?
I don't know why.
Does he smell like barbecue?
He does not.
Or does he have grill marks on his feet like barbecue?
I don't want to check.
You
should
find out.
You should bring some barbecue and give it to him and see what happens.
Well, I think... Last time I ran into him, he had a bunch of ketchup packets in his hoodie pocket.
He's waiting for you to give him some freaking sausage, man.
So seriously. He was waiting for you to give him the freaking fries.
So I assume
he's waiting for the pork.
Like, I got the ketchup packets. Austin, where's the fries now?
He's always drunk, too. He's just like 24/7. He gets those malts. Those malt, 46 ounces. And just
oh,
like,
man.
Wait, but he's homeless?
He's playing Edward Forehand.
People just give him money and just
they're $2.
Well, yeah, but he's homeless. He's got no money.
Have you met the homeless?
I should save that money.
You put, realize
put it
that
in a box and put
no,
it in there.
No, they're homeless for no. a reason. It goes immediately to food and booze, sometimes drugs.
Sometimes mostly
it's immediately what their funds go to, in my experience at least. There may be more fiscally responsible hobos that Brett's encountered. Just some homeless dude. Thank you, sir. It's going to go into my Roth 401k. Appreciate it. That way I can move up to that big box on Fifth Avenue.
Now announcing Dear God 2, Homeless Edition.
Oh, shit. Oh,
Dear God. Or Hobo God, I guess is what it would be called.
So zombies.
Yeah, the other one zombies? I played is... oh, what the hell was it
How
called?
To Survive.
How to Survive Zombie Stores, something Storm or whatever. It was a it's that bird's eye view style where you move with your left analog stick, you aim with your right analog stick, and you're basically this stranded survivor on a on an island that's apparently got weird, crazy science experiments going on where they've created a shitload of zombies.
Okay.
So you choose your character. Now, you have a character who can be a marksman with firearms. Okay. You can choose a character who is all about speed and stealth and really good with quick weapons. Or you can choose a character who's big and tough and all about strength and wielding big-ass machetes. Or you can have a character who is tough and just has a lot of health and very resilient to getting hit. So I chose the one who was the marksman, thinking when I got started, I'm going to have a lot of fun shooting all these zombies.
Okay.
I played 2 hours, and I got a stick, and I picked up some flintstones to make a fire. So I haven't even encountered a firearm yet, and I'm pissed. Because this whole character and his the way his stats are aligned is that he's a good marksman. He's good with firearms. I haven't encountered a firearm yet. Look at my face and tell how pissed I am. Listen to my voice and listen to how pissed I am.
You sound happy.
I'm you're right. I'm fucking elated. that I chose this character who's useless. Like I've died so many times.
So is this like H1Z1 or something?
No, it's that top-down view.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the top-down bird's eye view.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And like I said, you move around and run around the map with your left analog stick, and then your character can turn and aim with the right analog stick.
Okay.
Is that like how Helldivers is?
It's exactly the same controls as Helldivers.
Okay.
Your health doesn't regenerate. You have to find healing herbs throughout the land. You also the time progresses naturally, so it turns to night, and when nighttime happens, it's all the nighttime zombies who you have to chase off with a flashlight. Get away from me, zombie! You skit out of here. It's like scaring off raccoons.
So it's like Alan Wake,
kind of yeah. Yeah.
Except they don't die.
They don't die.
Ah, lights.
Yeah.
I don't get
but
it.
But the regular day zombies don't care. They're just like, flash it on my face. I don't care. Blur,
I like the light.
Burr, zombie, burr. So,
are they cold zombies? Burr, zombie.
Burr, zombie. Burr, zombie. But the weapons I've gotten thus far is literally I've gotten sticks, which can break after so many uses, and a machete, which you use to obviously hack up zombies and then hack through brush. I haven't gotten very far. I've lit like 2 little bonfires, which is like your safe points.
That's good.
Yeah,
you're progressing.
I'm done with the game though. I'm still pissed.
It's just over.
Well, just because I've already done all this exploring, and the only like materials I've come across is how to make a stone axe, how to make a fire, and how to maintain my machete. And again, I'm playing a character whose specialty is firearms. How many firearms have I... Ask me how many firearms I've come across, Austin.
How many firearms have you come
Zero,
across?
Zero, you dick.
Oh.
Zero.
I never would have guessed.
And so, like, I'm not even saying that I want to have, like...
You can't make a bow and arrow or something?
No. I'm not even saying that I want to have, like, a friggin' M4 or an MP5 to start out. Just give me, like, a pistol or something. Give me something.
Maybe you throw it like in Primal.
Really? Yeah, throw my stick.
It looks like visually it's not that bad looking of a game.
It's not that bad looking. Like it looks pretty cool. And I will say, the really cool effect I did like was at nighttime, those nighttime zombies, the ones that kind of crawl across the ground really fast.
Yeah.
It looks really cool when like you see like five of them and their little beady eyes are coming out in the dark. Like, all right, that's a creepy effect. But then you turn your flashlight on, you're like, get away. You skit, zombie.
It's like, ah.
You skit. It's like scaring off raccoons. Get out of here. Get out of my garbage.
It's like Travis at night. Be careful.
All right.
What's that noise?
It's just...
I'll
burled up to look as big as possible, like a cat. Yeah. So, I mean,
exactly,
it's...
Travis.
I don't even know if it's multiplayer or not is my thing, because I can imagine it would be fun if you had multiple people.
It looks like it has a co-op style.
Which would make it so much easier, because just me, like, you get swamped with zombies quick. Like, when it first introduces you, it's like one or two zombies, and they kind of go up to you. And if you hit it, you can do a kill animation, so it kind of gives you this... invisibility frames for a moment while you're doing the kill attack, so the other zombies don't hurt you while you're doing it.
Right.
But even then, I like, by the time I got to my second bonfire, I was like, there are zombies everywhere, and there is one of me. This is not fun anymore.
Right.
So.
Done.
I may try it again. I may not. I'm already pissed that I picked a firearm guy, and there's no firearms yet. As I've already explained.
Sounds like a good game.
Detail. It was free, so, you know, it's not like I'm missing much.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a free download.
Just delete that.
But with those two games, Dear God and How to Survive, like, their tutorials of how to play were just absolutely atrocious.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting here trying to piece together how to play this damn game, and I'm like, okay, you told me how to pick up the stick. That, it's either too much... tutorial where it keeps reminding me, like, I picked up the machete every single other like notification of tips popped up was use your machete to hack through bushes. I get it. I hacked through the bush. I get it. Stop telling me to hack through the bush with the machete.
I hate that stuff.
But it keeps popping up. Like I equip the machete again. Use the machete to hack through the bush. There's no bushes. I get it, game.
I guess the people who made this were like, we're ADD. We need this like every second. Like
They didn't see it. Maybe they really didn't see it. Put it up again. Maybe they didn't see it.
Yeah, because the people play this game ADD.
The only thing I will say that I really did that I have enjoyed is the parts where you pick up tutorial pieces, like how to build a bonfire, or how to use your weapon, is done in this kind of cinematic style of a how-to survival kind of 1950s educational video where it's, hello, I am Korvek. Here to tell you how to use your machete. And it's kind of cool.
It's kind of like Borderlands-ish.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. But then you get in there and you're completely surrounded by zombies. And then you get pissed. When you choose a character who uses firearms, who doesn't have a firearm.
At least you have melee weapons.
I'm going to smack you with one. I'm going to smack you with one of those melee weapons.
Let's go throw it at you, man.
Right.
I'm going to throw the stick.
Well, speaking of games that actually have weapons in them, I started playing a game called Depth. I don't know if anybody's heard of this.
No.
Anybody?
No.
Came out last year, and it's an indie game, and it's a first-person shooter underwater. So it's a multiplayer combat game, and it's very similar to like Left 4 Dead and Evolve in the sense that you are a team of treasure hunters that go scuba diving. And you start out the round, there's like four of you, and they drop you under the water, and you have to have your little like submarine guy. He starts to like burrow through walls and stuff.
Yeah.
And you have to defend him. This is one of the game types. You have to defend him while you're warding off the sharks who are coming to attack you. Hmm. And the sharks are human players.
I heard of this. Yeah.
Okay. No, that's interesting.
It is interesting. And it has such a great premise, but it just doesn't deliver as much as I would like it to. There's three game types. Only one's worth playing, and that's the one I played. And like I said, you just have to sit there and defend the guy. So I played like AI first because I didn't want to play any guys until I figured out how to play the game. But you sit there and you pick a loadout of guns, and you can customize your character, but very limited. And like face and things like that. Nothing significant.
Nothing super intricate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guns you have like machine gun, you have a pistol, and you have limited ammunition. And so these sharks will come in and they'll start attacking, and you have to kill the shark, and then the shark responds and they come back again. And so it's just constant like waves of these sharks coming back to attack you. And the sharks, on the other hand, if you play a shark, you play in a third person view and you drive the shark through, and you have like three basic like types of attacks. You have, well, two attacks, and you can like swim fast. So you have attack that's like a pounce where it like leaps forward, and there's one where it like charges to like push them forward, I believe, as well. So it's kind of limited in the scope, whereas like Left 4 Dead was really diverse in that you have four very different types of players that have one or two skills.
You got a smoker who can snare somebody. Yeah. You got the hunter who can pounce on somebody. You got the bloater who can pull in other zombies once he vomits. So there's obviously all these.
And there's a lot of teamwork involved in that as well. Don't
imagine there's a whole lot of
those options
with
shark. No, yeah.
you have bite and eat tire.
There are different types of sharks, though. So they have different speeds and like abilities, kind of. So they have like five or six different types of sharks.
Okay.
I played it for like 45 minutes and it was fun, but then I was like, I don't think we're going to go back and play it again because there just wasn't enough.
Did the novelty wear off pretty quick?
It was really, really short lived. And then I just, after that, I mean, it looked great. It was a good looking game.
Yeah. Just sounds kind of like
the idea was good. It just didn't have enough. So it's kind of like Battlefront.
They don't have enough stuff there. Yeah. It sounds like it's almost too gimmicky.
Yeah.
It's just a couple of quirky gimmicks. But no, like, actual substance to them.
Right, yeah.
That's so frustrating.
But great idea.
Because it sounds like a good idea, but... Yeah.
But
terrible execution.
And there's no single player, so it's like...
It just blows.
That's dependent on... I mean, you can play against AI, but the AI is super easy to play against. It's dependent on having a multiplayer presence.
Stupid shark.
But there isn't a lot of people playing multiplayer anymore because it's an old game, and if you don't have enough keeping it going, then it just... It doesn't sound so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Oh, well.
Yeah, without a strong online community, you're either playing with people who are completely noobish and don't know how to play, or you're playing with the hardcore people like, oh, I love depth.
I love it.
I've leveled up my shark to where he's got
depth.
Diamond teeth. Bite into you real quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now he uses guns and throws spears.
And it wasn't bloody enough either. I wish there was more blood. Because you're a shark, you should be like spewing blood and stuff. Like,
what an eloquent way to say that, bro. I wish there was more blood. In this game I engaged in, I wish there was more viscera.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
By the by.
And I quit.
and I quit. So what else have you been playing?
What else have I been playing?
You got more?
Well, I have one more. I took out two of them because we're running low on time, so I figured I'd cut those out.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did play Ori and the Blind Forest for a little bit of time.
All right.
I don't know what that is.
It came out last year. Yeah, side-scroller.
Everyone was talking about it. It's a great story. People cried.
Oh, I must have missed. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I must have missed it. Okay, Ori and the Blind Forest.
Yes, it's very pretty. It's a very pretty-looking game. And you play as this. You start out this, like, well, I'm not going to tell you how it goes because I don't want to reveal anything, but something happens at the very beginning that's like, oh, that's sad. And then you play this little character.
Oh, that's sad.
So Last of Us.
Yeah. So you play this little like white character figure, really cute creature thing, whatever it is, and the visuals are awesome.
I'm gonna look up some visuals.
And I like how they introduce the mechanics of the game.
It's not gonna spoil it for me if I
look up
images.
Yeah, because like you start out and like your basic functions.
I have seen shit on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, this one looked beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And it's very nice. The only problem is it doesn't support the widescreen, which I was really sad about.
Oh.
So it's like, I'm seeing the
came
bars
in too
inside,
late in the world.
But
too early.
Can you get this on, is it just PC?
No, I think it's everything.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Yep.
Don't give me false hope.
Yeah. There's a little bit of false hope.
It's
there,
like Limbo. It's like on everything.
Yeah. But
started on Limbo, we could talk for hours.
It's a cool mechanic, or there's a cool, because it's like, I mean, it's a platformer, but they bring in some neat things that I haven't experienced before. But like your main goal is you start out, you have to find the blind tree or the tree in the forest, and that's like the main thing. So you have like a map you can pull up, you can see where you have to go. You have to collect these little pieces of fragments that go into these doors to unlock a door to move on to the next section.
Yeah.
And then you collect these map pieces that add more to your map that you can see more visibly. But it starts out where you just have like a jump control and you just, you run and jump and you like jump into things and you collect these, like you collect these experience things that level yourself up to where once you level up, then you can unlock some kind of ability, special ability, because eventually you get this gun thing that basically you shoot out like these light orb laser lights. It's like just glowing.
I didn't expect things. That.
It's weird. It's not, that's it's weird. Like kind of some kind of orb deal, but you can shoot these things at the enemies and that's what you do. So as you're running, if you're within vicinity and you start shooting, it just targets the nearest person and like takes it out. So like say you're coming to a ledge and there's a bad guy that's climbing up and down the wall. If you're on the ledge and the guy's close enough on the wall, you just tap that button and it just shoots until it kills the thing on the side.
They can curve the bullets.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and then you eventually like get an unlock where it can do like a stream of three or whatever. But
Angelina Jolie this shit and curve.
Right. Yeah.
Wait, did you got that far?
Yeah, well, I got further than that. So like, so I got.
I did not get that far at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get the part where you could like wall jump? Like do the wall jump?
Yes, stuff? I did.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, that the gun, the shooting came before that, I think.
I never got a shooting thing.
Oh.
Maybe I did. I don't remember. Yeah, it's been a while. I never finished it. Yeah.
Because you attack these bad guys, and there's a part where you like, you know, you unlock the wall jump where you can like jump up walls. So like you go a certain way and you fall in this pit and you're like, well, crap, I can't get out. This sucks. So I have to keep going forward. And then you keep going forward and then you unlock the ability to the wall jump and you're like, oh yeah, now I can go back there and get back out and go the way I was going to go. So there's like clear areas where you're like, okay, I can't do this. I wish I could wall jump. And then they give it to you later on down the line.
Where yeah, kind of like just a fractaled world that you can come back later once you've attained the ability.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I like those. Stuff. Yeah. I like that a lot. Yeah.
So, but so far it's been pretty good. I mean, like I said, I like the way it introduces new things and it's got that, unlock tree where you can unlock certain abilities that do give you different things.
Looks pretty, I want to play it. If anything, it looks very similar to, Odin Sphere that I played in the PSN.
Okay. I haven't played Odin that. Sphere. Yeah. Oh man. The challenging part about this game, cause it's definitely one that's been touted as a very challenging platformer, is this way in which you save. And the way in which you save is you collect these other orbs at certain periods of time. And you can have up to like, eventually you can unlock the ability to add more, but you can carry a few of them, like one or two of these little orb things. And to save, you have to lay this orb down. And then once you lay that orb down, you don't have that anymore. So that's your save point. And that's where you leave off.
You're literally creating your own checkpoints.
Exactly. You're creating a checkpoint. So you continue onward. So like say you get to a part where you're like, okay, this looks like it's going to be tough. Drop an orb, go do your thing. If you die, you go back to where that was. But say you forget, you're like, oh crap, I forgot. Then you go way, way back to where you left that orb.
And it looks friggin' pretty, man. Yeah. I'm just sitting here looking at these screenshots. This thing looks just visually just stunning.
Yep. That's really nice looking.
I love that kind of art style.
Yeah.
And very very mystical yet almost cartoonish.
There's like layers to it too. Like you have the level where the area where you are, but then there's like sometimes this like thing that's there that's in the foreground that's blurred. So you see him, but it's like a weird perspective. Like you see three different tiers of like distance going on, like depth.
Oh my god, this little guy looks so cute.
Yeah. Super cute.
Adorable.
Yeah. So
can I say cute and adorable on this podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks cute, I mean, adorable. You say like blood and.
You see my face?
We talked about blood and viscera. And shit.
No.
No. It's not allowed. No. So, say something manly right now.
So that's what I've been playing. It was really cool.
That's cool, man. Yeah, that looks awesome.
It lives up to the hype so far. So.
Guess I'll have to get it.
You played Flower, right?
I did play Flower.
Yeah.
First time, like, well, I've had it sitting in my PS4 for friggin' ever.
Yeah, that game's been out for a while.
It has
But I've never touched it, and I've always wanted to.
You want to talk about a game to just relax you?
Yeah.
That's a wind down game right there. You can turn your brain off, just use the controller and just guide your little flower petals.
Because it uses the gyroscope in the controller, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. It's gorgeous.
You should get high to this.
I can see the appeal. just these guys on shrooms. We're going to eat all these shrooms and then play Flower. Wait, what? Most people go out and club. No, we play Flower, man. Yes. It's awesome. Look at these beautiful flowers.
Oh, now it's a VR.
Oh my God, go through the tulips. But yeah, it's friggin' visually stunning. And I realize that there's an achievement in it where if you make 10,000 flowers bloom, you get the platinum trophy for it. And I'm like,
there you go.
10,000 flowers, Austin.
There you go.
Look, I want to relax, but I don't want to relax that much.
Then it becomes work.
Then it becomes work. You've now turned my relax wind down game into I've only up to 50,000 flowers now. I got more to do by five.
So what's this game you've been playing all the time? Oh, I'm trying to get platinum on a.
I'm trying to get this platinum trophy on flower.
Is there a story?
Pretty, though. It's really not that I can tell. So like the opening is just like this harsh city environment with all this like pollution and stuff around.
Oh, so you're just bringing flowers to the world.
Bringing flowers back from all these and these fields. So it's, I mean, I don't know if there's a message to be found in it, but it's definitely like that's your story, is like you're just trying to make pretty flowers bloom, and you're the wind carrying the pollen across and making these flowers come to life, and it's pretty. It's real pretty.
Okay.
It's a wind down game. You can definitely turn your brain off and play.
I think I get the point. It's pretty.
It's pretty.
That's about it.
Cool. It's pretty. So, it's a wind down game. You can turn your brain off and play.
$100,000. I mean, 100,000 flowers. What is it, 100,000?
10,000.
10,000.
If it was 100,000, I would have turned it off and just.
That would have been the final.
That would have,
final straw right there.
Yeah, like this isn't Gears of War trying to make you do the Seriously 2.0. Kill 100,000 locusts. Oh, my God.
Fine.
All right. No, not that at all. No story, just a very, very simple, very aesthetically pleasing, and it's enjoyable.
Okay.
I played about an hour of it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Good deal.
Pick it up. Free to play. Close out this section. Let's close out with the Division.
Okay.
Are we closing out the section, or are we going to close out this podcast?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I'll make what I say very quick about the Division.
Okay.
Cool. I got into the Dark Zone finally, which was to me the most unique experience as far as a multiplayer as well as player versus environment experience. It's primarily player versus environment with those elements of PvP in there, because when you get into the Dark Zone, you're obviously there for loot. You find all your... Because every single enemy in the Dark Zone is elite. Purple elites and yellow elites, and then your yellow named individuals. So these yellow bosses who carry the good stuff. You fight, you kill them, they drop their loot. The loot they drop is contaminated, so you can't just equip it. Like you have to carry it behind you. You have to wait until you get it decontaminated before you can.
You have a giant target on your back.
You do, and it's funny because you really do on the back on your backpack. There's like this that biohazard symbol.
Shoot me now.
it's a bright yellow pack with a biohazard symbol on it, and it's on the bottom of your backpack. So it's not like it's hard to see.
So wait, you only have that when you pick up something.
Yep.
Oh, so yeah, people know
people
just visually
know
that you
exactly.
got something.
And any other players you encounter, like the ones I have at least, and they're just running around, they sometimes do, they sometimes don't. But you can't tell how much they have in there. They could just be carrying a bunch of crappy greens.
Yeah.
Or they could be carrying delicious purple
gear. Oh, that's... So if you have a team of people,
yep.
This would be cool because you could go in there and have everybody find stuff to pick up and
Epiphany.
Have one guy
Epiphany.
Pick up the good shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all run together and everybody's like, I don't know how to shoot. Who do I shoot?
Yeah.
And then you kill one of them, but then in reality, the guy that you were supposed to kill was somewhere else
mm-hmm.
that ended up getting
the extraction. And that's part of like when the way to get the gear out of there is you have to go to these extraction zones. And they're scattered throughout the city. So you have to find the proper extraction zone that you want to defend. So you shoot up a flare. As soon as you shoot up the flare, you alert the entire city, the entire Dark Zone, that you just lit a flare.
Zombies are coming.
Straight up. So it's going to be the normal bad guys and then other players, because other players could come to help you defend the area, or they could be total dicks and kill you and take all that delicious loot.
So what would be the benefit of helping you?
A strong moral compass.
I just imagine you walking
up. Faith in humanity.
Like a group walks up and this other group walks up and they're all just sitting there like, What's up, guys?
Yeah, it's a good, the bad, and the ugly situation right there.
Why are you touching your gun? Why are you touching your gun? I don't know. You're touching your gun.
Yeah, it's all of a sudden turns to the good, bad, and the ugly. Just wee wee wee, wah wah wah. But I mean, at the same time, like, if you decide to fight each other, you're listed as a rogue agent. In which case, like, you have a target on your back then. Because anybody who's like a good, like, I use the term a good player. Anybody who's actually going to be like a good player is going to see you as a marked rogue agent. Like, fuck that guy. Everyone put your bullets into that guy. I did it by accident once when we were playing, and like, man, dude, they lit me up. Like, I tried to do the emote for like, I'm sorry. My hands are up. Don't shoot. They shot a lot. I got tagged with like 3 sticky grenades. I was like, oh, this is bad. Kaboom! Kerblammo! And you can only carry like 9 pieces of contaminated gear at any given time. So once you get to 9...
That's a lot.
Once you get to that, you got to find an extraction zone quick.
I bet there's some guy in there who's just like hunkered somewhere. He's like, I can't. John, you need to go to bed. It's been 3 days.
I can't. You don't understand. They're everywhere. They're after me. So yeah, I mean, it's such an intense experience. Like, it was fast paced, it was high intensity. Especially like the anxiety when you're waiting on that helicopter to come. You're just sitting there hanging on to your precious purple gear, like, just drop the fucking line. I need to get this out of here.
It slowly just comes in. it starts to hover.
The helicopter gets there, then the rope starts to drop, and you're like, drop it quicker. There's someone coming right now.
I just imagine Inception. As the rope drops down. Cut the music. Let's just do it.
But once you put it on there and it gets out, then you're good to go and you can get out of there. But if you try to just leave the dark zone with that contaminated gear, it gets destroyed. You have to extract it.
Where do you find it?
It just melts. It drops off of the yellow elites. The named yellow elites.
It's like raiding.
It's a mix of raid and PvP. It's interesting. And it's such a cool experience. I've had a blast.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I can see me getting really upset with that.
But that's why, like, me and my best friend who've been playing it, we've been like, if 2 people minimum, don't go in there by yourself. You want to walk in there with a full squad of 4. Like, that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there with a full squad of 4, you're set.
So we need to find a squad of 4 to play.
Right.
Should get it on the Xbox or should we get it on PC?
Just get it on the Xbox and play with us.
But it's on the Xbox. Wait. Cross-platform stuff's happening. Can I get it on the Xbox and play it on the PC?
No, you can't.
I don't know.
Doesn't it work that way?
I'm debating on getting it just so I can be like, yeah, I was right about everything. Or pleasantly surprised.
Whatever. Be pleasantly surprised with me.
I want to.
Enjoy games once in a while.
you should be that guy who...
That's what Travis would say. This is where video games come to die.
I know. Just 135
hours. Yeah. Crazy. So yeah, there was a guy, I want to make sure it's recorded on the podcast so it's heard and known, but this guy has reached max level on Dark Zone and the game itself, level 99 in the Dark Zone, level 30 in the actual game in 1 week. It took him 135 hours in 1 week to do that. He's insane.
He would have had to slept on his couch, woke up, put on a new diaper. Because if you're doing that, you're not taking time to go drop a deuce. You are
shit bucket.
You got shit bucket. Unless you're pulling a Cartman and bam, bucket, bam.
All I gotta say is, it has to be unsanitary. Who wants to go around toting that? Oh, I got to highest level.
Who's gonna brag about that? I got to have the highest level and the highest Dark Zone rank in division.
Bring on the women.
Well, now people are.
Shower me with praise and women.
Now people are asking him, and he's putting out videos about how he got the level that fast.
I cheated.
So he has all these like techniques about how to like get your experience up really quickly and all this stuff.
There's no secret to it. You kill high level people.
No, that's not that.
Nah, man, nah.
You just don't know the secrets yet.
We won't know until he comes out.
You have to go watch his video.
Yeah, I'm sure I do.
Don't sleep.
Piece of shit.
Well, on that note, since we are probably going to close up this podcast, since we're getting to time, I want to talk real quick about my experience of Call of Duty Black Ops 3 finally.
Oh, all right.
Did you kids play it?
I actually played it. I played the first level.
Yeah.
And I played some multiplayer.
How's that mind fuck?
That game is a piece of shit. Oh my God. I'm so sad.
It's the first emotion we hear of Brett. He's just a fucking pissed.
Like, seriously, Call of Duty. I've played.
It with such a dead face. You said it with such defeat in your eyes. You just, well, you built it up so to. I want to talk about it. Like you're like our normal podcast. We're sitting across the table and say, like, I would like to discuss with you these reasons. This piece of shit. Dead eyes and spite in your mouth.
Yep, that's about right. I've completed every single Call of Duty campaign in history.
Yeah.
This will probably be the first one I have not.
Really?
Because it's so buggy. That's the biggest problem I have with it. I was showing him a video earlier. I was in this level, part of this level. And first, like, it's getting worse and worse as time goes on, how clearly scripted everything is,
yeah,
and how clearly on rails and how clearly mapped out these little areas are just,
yep,
you're just in enough of a region.
It's that turned this into is a it. Conveyor belt game, it man. Is. They pump one out every freaking year. And
I walked in this room and I had to kill all these bad guys. And then my guys go up to this door and we're like, all right, we got one more place to go through and then we can get our extraction. And then they go up to the door and nothing happens to the door. I'm like, okay. Well, do I press something? So I went up there and pressed E. I bashed the door. I did whatever I could to get the stupid door to open. Nothing open. And I turn around and I look at one of my friendlies. In front of him is an enemy who's standing there crouched behind a crate, just chilling there. And I walk up behind it and it just chills there. I walk around to the other side of the thing. It stands up and looks at me and just chills there. This is a bad guy. I'm like, there's this one single bad guy here that's not doing anything. So I shoot it. And then all of a sudden, the action takes place, and like the door opens up, and like all this firefight goes on outside. I was
so
like,
because you didn't kill those sets of polygons,
yeah,
that's why
it stopped the entire game from completing. Open. Like
he's just waiting there. He's seriously just listen. It's a union thing. You got to shoot me in the head
before the war can go on.
We can't go on yet.
I mean, come on, man. Like we're
unless
you daylight here.
Unless you commit actual genocide of bad guys, it's we can't move on with this.
Yeah. So it was just, I mean, I want to like it because there's...
How funny that the rest of your NPCs are also saying, they're just like, you going to kill this dick?
Yeah.
Because I can't.
Because I can't. I have fulfilled my contractual body count of pre-killed whatevers.
Two guys. Yeah.
So, I mean, it looks nice and there's some cool tech in there, I guess, that they've developed. I mean, really,
it
still,
seems like that's
I'm
what,
in the future.
That's what they promote. Like, oh, this is cool tech. Yeah. Oh, look, you're going to get this and do this and robots and stuff. And
yeah, you get to take control over drones and robots and,
yeah,
and little ground tanks. And
it's
you can
like
interface
the
with
army.
With your cool robotic arms.
Well, it's so funny because I have all, there's all this cool tech, but I still have a machine gun that has recoil. Like,
yeah.
Like, I have all this stuff that does all this cool stuff, and my gun
yeah,
doesn't shoot
straight.
Yeah,
at the same time,
straight.
We also know that there's revolvers out there that have recoil tech in them to where there's little to no
yeah
recoil at all with a 50 cal bullet.
So weird.
Yeah.
But so I mean, it was, I want to like it because there's some interesting ideas that they presented in it. There's some people like actors that they brought in. There's a guy from Law and Order,
yeah,
SVU.
Yeah, I love
you know,
him.
He plays
I love
in there.
That
yeah.
actor. Yeah.
He's cool.
He's
I mean,
fantastic.
He's a kind of a dick, but he's interesting in the game. And
don't, and that's the other thing I hate about those kinds of games because I've played through it as well. And it's like, why does every single NPC I come across who's there to quote unquote train me, why do they all have to be so condescending?
Right?
Welcome to recruit, you newbie asshole dick face. Why don't you go pick up that gun, you scrub piece of crap.
Yeah,
baby face douche.
Because it makes you
yes,
want to fight
yes,
harder, man.
Yeah, I'm sitting there just like, okay. One, I had my arms torn off by a robot. Cut me some fucking slack, asshole.
Yeah. Oh, so you did? You played?
Yeah, I played
those.
It.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah,
you got
I played
the
it.
Thing. Did you
yeah.
beat it?
No.
Okay. Yeah. How
no.
far did you get?
I think I was told I got about halfway.
Okay, because I like that part where you're. I mean, it's interesting where you were. After you get your arms torn off and then you go in that yeah. space where like he's talking to you and everything's frozen.
Yeah.
He's like, this is going to happen. Yep. I was like, okay, that this could be interesting. But
yeah, you're in all the interface.
Yeah.
Learning how it all went down. You got to make these tough decisions. Awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
I had to do that Thanks. Last game too.
Yeah, so I had to do that last game, didn't I?
What's Ooh. New?
So then I jumped to multiplayer and was like, okay, maybe this will be interesting. And
they brought
this whole, like, they tried to be like Overwatch or whatever, you know, the different classes have special hero abilities or whatever. And man, it was bad.
I didn't get that.
Oh, I didn't either.
I was so confused with everything that was going on. I was like, don't I just shoot stuff?
Yeah.
Choose that. Oh, now you got a power up. How do I use that?
Yeah, but then you got a guy that's running around. Here I am. I have a machine. My special ability is, I don't even know what it was. It was something stupid. I'm running around with my gun. And I have this guy that comes around. He like just flies out of nowhere, runs up to me and slashes me and kills me. I'm like, okay, I have a machine gun that has recoil. And this guy has superpowers to slash me and run around like
This guy has the powers of the Flash mixed with a tomahawk.
Yeah, that's what it was. I was like, what the hell? This is stupid.
And it sounds very much akin to Destiny in that respect of like these stupid gimmicky class powers that don't matter for shit.
Yeah.
Well, I like the Sunbreaker on Destiny. He was good.
We can be friends then.
That was awesome. I'd be like, it was a group of people?
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't happen in Call of Duty.
No, it doesn't. No.
Divisions are cool because they're perks, and it's just you choose some cool stuff like a sticky bomb or a TAC AI that you throw out there, and it can map out how many enemies are out there, and it gives your guys a buff and stuff, or you can lay out a healing station.
That's nice.
So the thing is, they're not just like, that's not your class. Those are just some cool perks that everybody can take different ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It helps enhance the combat. It's not an actual, like, it doesn't crutch upon that, which I like better.
Yeah. So I'm going to play one more mission, and if I don't like it still, I'm going to quit. Then I'm just going to quit. It's done.
As far as you did.
I know.
I played 5 minutes. I was like, nope. I see where this is going.
Honestly, I've seen this before. I don't know if I want to do this. That's awesome.
I literally got 5 minutes, like, right when you're starting that building or whatever, and you come out and you're like, oh yeah, I'm a guard from this place here, and then like you get in the control room and it's like, something happened, and the guy was like, we gotta go. Like,
oh yeah, there's like an explosion that came in, and then all the shit, like they just,
yeah,
the planes,
we gotta break
in,
up,
like, broke into the,
you go this way, I go this way, and I'm like, no.
The thing that really pissed me off about it with that first mission is like how they tried to introduce the whole robot army thing.
Yeah,
I was so. That was such a stupid way to do it. Yeah. It was such a bad reveal. It was a very, very poor reveal.
Because that was like where you're, I mean, they just, you mean where they...
They started walking through smoke.
Yeah, it was like, no, that doesn't happen.
No.
So dumb.
No, that's dumb. That was dumb.
Yeah, it was pretty stupid.
Why not fire?
Well, I don't know if it was like smoke or fog or whatever, but these robots just start walking, and they're like, your squad mates are like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, it was very dramatic.
It was so dramatic. They're like, oh my god, what are these?
This is an anime.
And you know, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else is really funny? Okay, I found another bug that was really bad. Like, after that happens and the robots come in, you do all the robot things, and you go in that room, that hangar area, and there's two, like, APCs or whatever that are shooting at you.
Yeah.
And then there's a point where they're like, oh, you gotta shoot the rockets up on the airplane and make them drop on the guy. Well, I had died the first time because I turned my level up like really high because it was so easy, like on the level I was on. So I turned it up really high, and then it was absurdly hard and not even believably challenging. It was just these guys were shooting me out of nowhere. So I went back in there again, and I was like, okay, I walk in. I know I got to shoot that rocket, so I walk straight in there. I shoot the rocket. Nothing happens until the guy next to me is like, oh, you got to shoot the rocket. Then the rockets actually fall down.
Then it procs the shootable environment.
It's like this is like 10-year-old technology where they have a trigger that just activates at one point.
We'll use a
Scud
missile.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So stupid. Like, so buggy.
Okay, Call of Duty needs to die now. Like, they just need to be done.
No,
it's over.
They've turned into a conveyor belt game, and it's just stupid gimmick after stupid gimmick tacked onto what was supposed to just be a first-person shooter with some cool story involved, and you just want... It was so simple. Shoot Nazis. Yeah. Shoot Nazis. How hard was that?
Yeah,
hard at all. Shoot Nazis.
You can rally behind that.
Who didn't want to shoot Nazis? Neo-Nazis and their assholes.
Travis.
So no one cares about them.
See, I did like Advanced Warfare a little bit. I thought that was kind of a redemption in a way. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was better.
It was better.
So I was like, okay, this might be good too. But then I should have thought that it was like Treyarch, and Treyarch has never put out a great Call of Duty game. Yeah. Black Ops 1 was kind of interesting with the numbers deal, but still. Anyway, so
I'm done with Call of Duty. Yeah. Let's move on.
I guess that's it for this particular podcast. Yeah.
Sorry, everybody, if you've been...
And by move on, we mean we're done.
Yeah. Yeah. So our VR talk will move to the next
we'll
Friday.
Move to next week. Yeah.
And you'll hear all about VR. So you have something to look forward to. You're going to come back and you'll listen to VR. So there.
We'll talk about VR then.
Bye.
So if you have any questions, you can email us at hello@theinnergamer.net. You can also follow us online by looking up The Inner Gamer on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitch. If you like what you hear, leave us a review on iTunes or tell a friend. We'll be back on Friday with stuff like VR talk, and I don't know what else will fit in there because we don't know what's happening yet.
I can already hear the theme music in my head.
Right? Yeah.
So, my name is Brian Noski.
I'm Austin Morales.
And I'm Devin Dury.
And you've been listening to
The Inner Gamer.
Ouch, that hurt my ears.
Sorry.